This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
I think it's a little bit on both those guys have to stay healthy at the same time, both Kincaid and Knox. And I think if we're being honest, Kincaid probably has to take a decent step forward. There's an expectation level that he's got to become. Knox is proven to be a good player. So yeah, I would love Buffalo to do it. You know, Kincaid's got to take a step and he's got to stay healthy enough to get capable of it. The sixth offensive lineman thing was kind of 12 in a way. It kind of was, but it was an obvious fit, like a heavy 12, I guess, because it was such a blocking emphasis rather than a pass catching emphasis. But I totally agree that it would diversify in a way that would be less predictable.
Dan Orlovsky of ESPN also just penned his new contract with ESPN.
Rare ESPNW.
I know. I like Dan's. I like Dan Orlovsky. He's really good.
And all of his, like, he kind of deep dives and he does that right there.
He's
talking about
actually
the Bills
tight ends. Yeah. At, you know, bringing analysis, not hot takiness.
On Kincaid though, because he brings up a good point there. We've talked a lot of the receivers. And I do wonder, I mean, we'll talk about Elijah Moore here in just a second because I am very excited for what he could offer. I do wonder, though, if maybe a guy like a Keon Coleman, because of his play style, could be left out because he's not the quick, twitchy, I get open fast. And that's kind of the big negative for him is that his separation is not that great.
Right.
Kincaid, not to the same vein, but to a certain extent, I also wonder if he could get left out. Allen's not really been the biggest tight end lover, I guess, in terms of where his targets go. Knox was a big threat of his back in, I think, 21 or 22 when he had a big touchdown breakout season. But that was more due to breaking out of those plays and running to his right and just uncorking one to Knox. You know, those are the plays I remember of Knox really breaking out. Kincaid has not been that at all. And if anything, Allen and Kincaid just have not been on the same page. I can't say Kincaid's been a bad player. Most of the underlying metrics really like him. It's just him and Allen have not been on the same page really at all.
And honestly, that's kind of more on Allen.
I don't disagree.
Like,
he's open, dude. You got to hit him.
Hit him. At some point, production does matter.
The Colts game where he ends up getting hurt.
Yeah.
He's open down the field. Allen just well overthrows him, and it ends up hurting his knee.
And, of course, the last play that we've seen from Kincaid is a drop.
Not a great play.
It's a play he adjusted well to as well.
Mm-hmm.
On a tough throw from Allen, it is in the neighborhood. Kincaid makes a good adjustment on it. He just doesn't reel in the football. But, yes, at some point you do need to have production. Underlying metrics are great and all, except for the fact that sometimes they only tell part of the story. And it's not favorable, though, because why are you not getting numbers if you are so good at, you know, finding yourself with.
I mean, that was my big issue with him last year. I mean, I've been pretty hard on Kincaid for like the last 12 months.
Yep.
And that's part of it is like the underlying numbers are cool. They don't tell the whole story. Production hides a lot of warts for a lot of players. If you produce well, no one's going to have any issues. People will get annoyed if it's just all underlying numbers and you're kind of just waiting for like the big pop game. Kincaid broke records for the Bills his rookie year in terms of the tight end position. But I think most of us were kind of like, yeah, but he's not Sam Laporta. And then you see some of these other guys, not totally comparing them, but Brock Bowers comes in year one and is up there in receptions for all players,
right?
Not just tight ends.
Not just tight ends.
And Kincaid, like, there hasn't been that game. And it is also super frustrating because the season they lose Stephon Diggs, there was that expectation that Kincaid will maybe be their number one. They spent a first-round pick on him. Here he comes. Like, where is
it's what it was pitched as.
Where is the game? And I'm not asking for him to have what he, you know, at Utah when he played USC where he had like 16 catches, 200 yards, and a touchdown. But where's the 8-catch, 100 yards, touchdown? Like, okay, boom. That's a game where Kincaid dominated. He was awesome the whole time. He was one of Allen's best targets. The efficiency was great. Moving on. That hasn't really happened, but you do wonder, are we even having this conversation at all if Allen hit a few more of these throws?
Yeah, it's a tough conversation to have when it comes to Kincaid because you want to see that athletic profile work because it should work.
And also the problem is, too, we actually don't – we know he's athletic because you can watch him on the field, but we don't have the numbers. He hurt his back at Utah. He didn't participate in the pre-draft process. We don't have a, quote-unquote, 40-yard dash time where you're like, that's the guy.
But honestly, I'm here okay we go. With – I'm not needing it because now that number probably leaks more into this potential sort of thing. And it's a frustrating conversation to have there. But I don't want it to get more frustrating talking about him. So I'm glad that I don't have that number.
You're probably right, because then if we were still having the same – if everything went the same, you just participate in the pre-draft process, yeah, there probably is the, like, why aren't you using him more on tight end screens or something like that? Just get him the ball. All that's – it could end up being far more frustrating.
Also, being a smooth runner does not have to equate to being a fast one.
Mm-hmm.
So
– that's probably right.
That is probably the other part of this.
803-0550, the number to call. Been talking favorite seasons today. Ashley tweeted in 2024. Says, yes, probably a bit of a recency bias, but the quality of wins, plus Josh MVP, plus some crazy plays at home, the 61-yard field goal, 4th-and-2 versus Kansas City, lateral in the snow, the Terrell Bernard punch-out versus Baltimore, etc., takes it for me. So few low points and a lot of highs. I think that's absolutely true.
Last year, you could
argue, it got kind of boring at times, where you're just like, okay, give me to January.
No, because not boring. It was also, not only did you go 10-0 on totality at home, there was a new bit. Mr. Brightside in the fourth quarter.
Oh, that was fun. That was fun.
There was a new bit. And that gets the fans going. There is an MVP season. It was an incredible year. They lost all of four football games.
Mm-hmm.
Technically three.
Yeah, if you're going just regular season.
Well, I'm going on the last game against New England.
It doesn't really count.
But those two losses at the beginning of the year aside, that dip between Baltimore and Houston, even the Rams game is exciting.
The Rams game is awesome.
And it's a destination type game. You at least got your money's worth.
And to be fair, the following week against Detroit was a ride.
Yeah. They were dominant and yet also dramatic all at once last year. And it was kind of fun that way.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones here. Curtis is up first. Curtis, good morning. How are we doing today?
Hey, I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Doing very well.
I was telling the screener, when you guys was like going over the highlights and everything, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Then you were saying one, and I said, how many times do we got to score? And you said that because that was my favorite. That was one of my favorites.
The best quote.
But there was, I believe it was that year, and I love Dave. Dave was one of my favorite Bills coaches ever. He called this sick 2-point conversion. It was a Statue of Liberty. It was sick. And oh my God, I can't remember the play. I just remember it was like a Statue of Liberty type 2-point. And like Josh Pratley could have just punched it with his fist to the receiver. And oh my God, I can't remember who it was because they went for a lot of twos that year.
They went for a lot of twos. And Curtis, yeah, thanks for the call. You know what I remember a lot with Dable, especially in those peak years, 20 and 21? Really, it was the wide-open touchdown passes. The schemed-open Gabe Davis is just like, oh, no one's around him. And just Allen just floats one over. San Fran's the perfect example there. I think even his first touchdown – No, his first touchdown against Vegas was a little different. But
yeah,
he had a few where it was wide open. The Devin Singletary touchdown in 19, the trick play there. I remember a lot of the trick plays were a big thing for Dable.
Denver,
yeah. That's
Jay Kumerow is dialed up with a perfect route.
Yeah.
And Allen dots him.
Jay Kumerow.
Yeah, baby.
Man. Now it's funny. Curtis brings up that, you know, Dable's one of his favorite coaches. You look back at that era, though? And that was not true for a lot of people.
You know what's kind of funny about that with Dable is you mentioned how 2020 is your favorite season. 2020 is also, like, of course, Allen's ascension, everything like that. But it's also the consistency of the Bills' offense.
Mm-hmm.
Zach, do you want me to read you the offensive rankings since 2020?
Well, I know they start at 2 in 2020, but yes, let's go.
So, second... Third, both under Dable.
Mm-hmm.
Second, with Dorsey in his first year. Sixth, and Dorsey gets fired.
I mean, it's funny to me that, like, because you even said second his first year, and I'm like, I feel like most people weren't convinced with Dorsey at all after year one.
No, but Josh Allen's still Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
So they were second. Then they go to sixth.
Well, that's why. You're out of Dorsey, the top five. Get out.
Yeah, Dorsey gets canned. And then, Zach, where were they last year? In their favorite spot.
Second.
Over the last 5 years. Second. It's nasty
and it's not,
work.
And what's funny,
nasty
it's, not,
work.
It's not the same team.
You're in the top five. Won. You're not in the top five. Get out. Like, but also, it was after that Denver game. And holy brother, that needed to happen.
But it is funny. It's not even the same team that keeps taking the number one spot. They are different teams, but the Bills just find themselves like second or third all of these years. They have become so consistent. A lot of it is, of course, the Josh Allen ascension. It's the fact that fourth downs have now become freebie downs. Like, they're able to operate very differently from a lot of other teams in the NFL where, in reality, if it's fourth and one, it's four down territory, kind of no matter where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
And then has also led them to maybe – be comfortable running the ball more. I know Mike and Chris have talked a lot about this on the afternoon of, if you're a team that knows you're going to have four downs, why take so many risks on first and second down? We have four downs to get 10 yards with a 6'5 unicorn at quarterback. Like, we'll be fine.
Correct.
And that has absolutely helped them. I mean, you look at their fourth down and third down conversion numbers. That's why they're able to score so many points. It's hard to get them off the field.
And it's also because fourth down, in short, it is not just a possibility. It is something they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, McDermott does not fear fourth and one, fourth and two. Fourth and inches is basically an automatic at this point.
Yeah, 100%.
Except for one time.
Well, I mean,
last game that they played.
It's going to be frustrating. We'll say it's 100%, but it's not. I mean, the Eagles, the same thing. The Eagles have had their tush push stopped at times.
It's a 90%er.
Yeah.
You go with those numbers. And it's just that, you know, it ended up a coin flip in the last game that they played. You know, don't hurt me. But the thing about it is just, yeah, you have a unicorn quarterback. Fourth down and short means they're going for it in most situations,
mm-hmm.
except for, like, if they're very easily on their own side of the field. It's like a three and out sort of territory, and it's fourth and two. That's the only – but they're on the 31-yard line. Like, they're not doing it.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's fine.
That's fine. I'm not going to be mad about that.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, they're even near midfield and they're still on their own side. They'll do it.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. Talking favorite seasons today. Rob is with us. Rob, how are we doing today?
Hey, long time no talk, right, guys? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you very much. You know, I'm laying here listening to you guys, and I really had to think real hard, being at the fact that I am 60. I mean, you know, back in the 90s, it was very enjoyable with those teams. But for me, personally, it's sentimental values. 2021 was special to me because I got to see the Bills play the Jets at MetLife Stadium. I had four rows from the end zone, and the tunnel was right off to my left. And during that game, all the touchdowns were scored by the Bills on my end, except for one. And I think it was Kumara that caught the pass and the others, other end of the end zone. And a matter of fact, Gabe Davis had caught a bomb right in front of me. It was like right at the 5-yard line. He kept both feet in bounds. It was a beautiful catch. But that was an awesome game to be at. And then, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't that the New England game where we went perfect?
That is that wild card game. Yep.
That I'll never forget the first touchdown, the throw to Knox in the corner when Josh Allen rolled out to the right and he found him right at the back. And I had a picture of that, and it was actually in my screensaver. And then, of course, we went to the playoffs and played Kansas City Chiefs. And the 13-second game was probably one of the most exciting games I had ever witnessed in my life. And the reason why it's sentimental values is I don't want to break anybody's heart. I'm good with it. But that was the last season that I've been able to watch the Buffalo mm-hmm. Bills because I am blind, which you guys know. Mm-hmm. And so people ask me, you know, it's like, and I tell them the last game that I was able to see was the 13-second game. So it's like, that was memorable. And I also know that without a doubt, and I'll tell anybody this, and you guys might agree with me, but if we had won that 13-second game with the momentum, there was no way in hell that Cincinnati was going to come to Buffalo and beat us. That was a year we were supposed to play the Rams in the Super Bowl. There was absolutely no way that Cincinnati was going to beat us. And, but I enjoy the games by listening to them and then listening to you guys, you know, telling me all the stats and what's going on. You guys are my eyes. I love you guys. Let's go, Bills.
Thanks, Rob. Always a pleasure. And you know, Rob brought it up there, too. I think it doesn't always have to be like a championship-winning season. There is sentimental value to a lot of these seasons of what's going on in your life and stuff like that. The 13 seconds, I'm gone back and forth, like with Rob said there, the momentum, how the offense was playing, like going into Buffalo against Cincinnati if they had won that game. I've gone back and forth because Cincinnati does ultimately beat Kansas City, and Buffalo turned out had problems with that particular Cincinnati team. Maybe it's just how I'm sitting with it today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cincinnati also needed a truly monumental collapse by the Chiefs to win that game in overtime.
They
needed a lot to go right.
In order to go to the Super Bowl, they also needed to shut down a Titans team that sacked Burrow 9 times. You're telling me that the Bills defense couldn't at least get that job done? Like, yeah, they have their struggles against Kansas City in the playoffs. But that does not mean that their defense mm-hmm. would have struggled against Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Could it have been a tighter, like, lower scoring game mm-hmm. than you're used to in that postseason?
Sure.
Maybe. But the sad thing is that we will never know.
Right.
I go with this on 13 seconds, though. It is not a game that I have to avoid talking about or avoid watching. That game is one of the most iconic playoff games in recent history, and it is also known as, it's a shame that a team has to lose that game. That's what that is. What you witnessed was greatness. It's just a shame that there has to be a loser.
Yeah, someone will walk away with that being
someone will walk away on the losing end, and it is a shame. If the Bills don't collapse, for example, at the end of the fourth quarter there, it is a shame that the Kansas City Chiefs do not win that game.
And that's early enough in their dynasty run that that could be massive to where they go forward.
Yeah, and that's why I'm like, I will watch that game. I will rewatch that game because it is an offensive masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills were almost dead to rights, and then what happens? Josh Allen uncorks one to Davis, back in it.
Oh, I remember exactly how I felt at that too, because it was me and my brother were arguing about, like, are the Bills, and I was like, no, they're not. Okay, we're back in. Never mind, we're fine.
And then there's a possession where Andy Reid divides by zero,
mm-hmm,
and breaks the chain of command. And has not Travis Kelce, but I think it was Noah Gray at quarterback for like a speed option in the red zone.
I love that.
And they're forced to kick a field goal. And it allows the Bills to take the lead.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable game.
It was an unforced error type call, mm-hmm, by Reed where you're like, what's this all about? Okay, you have Noah Gray running a speed option to the right.
Interesting.
Are we sure about that? Okay, they stopped it. All right.
It's an unbelievable game. It has its own Wikipedia page that tells you anything.
That's the thing.
It's one game, and
it's
has
a game
its own
with
thing.
A moniker.
13 seconds. Yep.
That's the thing. It's not just because the Bills collapsed in 13 seconds. It is because that game was electric, and it followed up a game that was electric. The Rams Bucks game in the NFC divisional round, literally
yes,
right before it, sees the Buccaneers storm back.
As a neutral fan, that had to have been some of the best football you've watched,
oh
like
God,
that day alone.
And then you're like,
ever.
Oh my God, is Tom Brady really this inevitable?
Mm-hmm.
And then Kupp catches a deep ball on a busted coverage. Rams kick the field goal.
Yep.
Win the game. And then it's like, hey, Buffalo, Kansas City, have fun topping that.
And then they do.
And then they go, hold my beer.
Yeah. And
also
then
hold
and then
your
they do.
Beer.
And that's also probably the game that also kind of coined like this is the new Manning Brady.
Yes.
Because it was arguably better already at that point because the Manning-Brady thing was just, it was the two best teams, but Manning always played poorly. This rivalry started with, no, they're both playing great. The Chiefs just might be a little bit better.
And
but they're both playing unbelievable football.
Even with that season, as great as it was in 2021, there is a kick in the shin in that year.
Oh, I have a lot of them. 2021 was a weird year.
2021 has a kick in the shin game.
Yep.
One of the two times that Urban Meyer collected an NFL
mm-hmm.
win,
mm-hmm.
the 6-9 Jacksonville loss.
Yeah, there's a few of these games in this season in particular. Like, we all
there's
know
there's the
how
overtime loss to Brady.
Yeah, we know how it ended, and it was awesome, but they also open up the year after 2020, you know, running through teams, make it to the AFC Championship. So great. They lose to Pittsburgh at home with
and
fans
was,
back in the stands.
And that was a special teams gaffe type day.
Yeah.
There's a punt return. There's a punt blocked for return for a touchdown late in that game.
They're blown out by the Colts later in the season.
The Jonathan Taylor game where I'll never forget this one. I had played in the 11-day power play the night prior, did breakfast with the Bills at 7 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
went to bed, woke up midway through the second quarter, saw that Jonathan Taylor was doing what he was doing, and went back to bed.
Yeah, just went right back to bed. did you mention the Patriots win game?
God.
14-10,
well,
baby.
Hang on. That is also the congratulations on your one-year run.
Oh, yes. That is right.
The Art of War, Sun Tzu.
Yep. They even limp kind of into the playoffs. They win four in a row, actually. But, like, against Atlanta and New York, the offense doesn't look like it's humming. They don't look right. To me, the perfect game against the Patriots and why it will always, you know, be maybe the best playoff game I've ever watched for the Bills is because the 2 weeks prior, it didn't feel like they were going to go on a run. And then by the end of the New England Patriots game, I was like, okay, they know now how to play the system. They're here for the playoffs, and they're going to hold back some tricks. Their best play is going to be in the playoffs. Like, that's just who they're going to be.
Not to mention, I do believe that New England game in 21 is in the regular season in New England. That's the Isaiah McKenzie game.
Let me check. I believe you're right.
He has 11 catches, 125 yards, and a touchdown. That the man was nasty that afternoon.
So there's actually a few games in this year that ultimately lead the Bills to make some not great decisions based off one game. Gabe Davis, 8 catches, 201 yards, and 4 touchdowns is sort of the reason why he stayed around, I think, as long as he did.
Yes.
And then McKenzie, kind of off of this game, or at least kind of the thought is after this game, the feeling was he could be our full-time slot receiver.
But also, the reasoning behind that was also Gabe Davis is out.
Yeah.
I do believe that was a COVID protocol game.
Can't remember that, but yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Cole Beasley is also out.
That's why McKenzie takes up that role.
McKenzie has to take the role because it's Davis and Beasley both out for COVID protocols. And it's McKenzie that shines.
Mm-hmm.
And they fed him 11 catches. The man was on it because New England was like, okay, Stephon Diggs has tormented us. We need to not let that happen.
Still kind of did.
And also there's no literal act of God-type weather to help us this time around.
And it's still kind of a close game, by the way, even to the end. It's kind of close.
But, man, that was
that's it. That is a weird season because of the high highs of 2020. Most of the regular season for 21 is kind of this crawl. It's uncomfortable. They're 6-4 after the Colts loss. They're 7-6
after the Tampa loss.
After the overtime Tampa loss. Although most will argue that's when they got fixed. The offense was performing.
The second half against Tampa, they look better. They look like the team that they're supposed to be again. It seems like they've got things righted. And more so, that's what happens. Like even against Atlanta, they have 3 turnovers, but they still put up numbers. The Jets game, they do just fine, honestly.
Mm-hmm. It's just not very efficient.
It's just not efficient, but they do put up points.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the playoffs happen the way they happen, and it's just – it is wild.
You do wonder, though, with how they're playing in those first 2 weeks. I know why. I mentioned it. I go back and forth a lot with it. But the way they had played the wild card game and the divisional game, if they do close it out against the Chiefs, I can fully understand why people were thinking Cincinnati's not stopping us at home. I can fully understand that.
I understand both sides of it. It's just it's a shame we will never know. Just like in 2020,
mm-hmm.
It's a shame that Chad Henne has a fourth down conversion because you would have gotten the Lake Erie Bowl for an AFC championship.
That is 2020. That's right.
The Browns and Bills would have been the matchup if that conversion is not made.
I mean, I think about that too. That's 2 years after the 2018 draft. So what you would it, let's say that happens.
That's Mayfield Allen.
Let's say that happens. You have Lamar wins an MVP in 2019. Unbelievable. And then Allen ascends in 2020 going to the AFC Championship against Baker Mayfield, who would have resurrected the Browns, and here they are. It's the 90s and 80s all over again. I mean, how does that change? I know it's Chad Henne, and sure, you beat him, but how does that change how Cleveland feels about Baker if by year two they're in the AFC Championship game, including one of the playoff wins?
They probably don't get rid of him.
Even with the injury and all that, they probably go, guys, we can't.
There's no way.
He's our guy.
We almost made it to the Super Bowl. By God, if, like, for example, if the Browns were to have beaten the Chiefs and then the Bills,
mm-hmm.
you're not letting that man go.
You're not letting him go. I always think of, I don't know if you've watched them, Dave Demeshek's NFL What If.
Yes.
A series he did on YouTube, I think, for the NFL Network. Correct. As well. I just love that stuff, and I still kind of do it in my head.
Branching almost. Timeline things are kind of fun.
And I do think about that. Like, what if Chad Henne doesn't get that and the Browns close it out? Even if the Browns lose that AFC Championship game against Buffalo, it'd still be like, guys, 2 years into his career, look what he's done for you.
Well, then you're also bearing the lead of, if they lose to Buffalo, this city's doing backflips.
And that's the thing, too, yeah. Well, but the Bills have gone on. We know how, you know.
But then they're also going up against that team.
Oh.
That guy.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God.
It would have been the Tampa Super Bowl.
It would have been the Tampa Super Bowl. And we're probably all throwing up, crying, punching things because, like, you're having to face Tom Brady in a Super Bowl.
Especially because I don't know if that 2020 team was necessarily quote-unquote ready.
No.
They get blown out in the AFC Championship game to Kansas City. But it would have been really cool. But ultimately, Tampa wins that game based off of a lot of injuries to the Chiefs' O-line and Mahomes himself being hurt.
Right.
And even then, Mahomes still works magic. Allen, I would still argue 2020 is his best season.
But then you're also looking at
man.
You're looking for revenge for the overtime loss. Mm-hmm. So you know the Bills can hang.
You know they can hang with them.
But you're facing Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. Is this the ultimate revenge plot line?
For everything, yeah.
Oh, my God. Everyone heading into that game is screaming, crying, throwing up.
That would have been a lot of fun. 803-0550, the number two call. Didn't get to Elijah Moore yet. We will get to him because there was a video he posted yesterday that I know has gotten a lot of people, including myself, very excited. But, of course, always going to be talking about your Bills' favorite seasons today. Love to hear your thoughts. Heard from a few of you. And we're going until 12 o'clock when Sabres Live will take over. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.